Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey there, this is Sandy James. Welcome to Breathing Room. It's good to have you back with us again. I thought I would share some of the messages that I taught at Breathe on November 7th. I wanted to just kind of talk through some of those with you and see what you thought about them. See if you've been thinking about those kinds of things. These are the messages that brought some huge breakthrough for the women that were there on the 7th of November when we spent 12 hours together in the presence of the Lord, just yielding ourselves to the presence of the Lord and having all things restored. So I want to hear from you about how these messages are impacting you. Let me know where you're listening from when you hear this as well. Here's the question today. What is a wilderness for? Because the theme at Breathe this last time was out of the wilderness and into the deep. So if we're coming out of the wilderness, what was it for? What was that wilderness for? Is there ever a purpose from the Lord for a wilderness season? That's the first question. The second question is, how long should it last? How long should the wilderness season last? And the third question is, how do you get out of it? How do you come out of a wilderness season? So, back to the first question, what is it for? Is there ever a purpose in the Lord for those wilderness seasons, for those seasons when it seems like everything is drying up, like there's a dryness in your life and in your family, and you feel like you're not hearing the Lord very well? What are those seasons about? What are they for? And in order to answer that, I want to go ahead and go to Hosea chapter 2, verse 14. In Hosea 2, it says, "Therefore, behold, I will allure her. I will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her there. I will give her from her vineyards, from there, and the valley of Achor, and the door of hope. She shall sing there." Where is she going to sing? She's going to sing in the wilderness. "She shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. For I will take from her mouth the names of the Baals in which she had trusted, and they shall be remembered by their name no more. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air and with the creeping things on the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth. I will make them lie down safely. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord." So, let's think about this. It says, "Behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness." That's interesting to me, that the Lord is luring us into a wilderness season. And he said, "I will speak comfort to her there." The wilderness, when all you have left, when what is left to you is your relationship with the Lord, is a place of comfort, a place where he speaks comfort to you there. And he said, "I'm going to give you your vineyards from there, from that place of longing for him." A wilderness can even be a place where you're not aware of the presence of the Lord as much as you are in different times. This might be a place where you really can't sense that he's with you or that he's encouraging you or strengthening you, but you know that he is because he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." That can be a wilderness for you. And he says, "From that place, I'll speak comfort to you there, and I'll give you your vineyards from there." And he said, "The valley of Achor," which is the valley of weeping, you can translate Achor as weeping, "will become a door of hope for you, and you shall sing there as in the days of your youth." So it's a place of comfort. It's a place where weeping is turned into hope, and it's a place of song, where we begin to take our song and worship the Lord in spite of how we feel in that dry season. Yeah? Amen to that. We need to learn how to dig in deeper. In those times of dryness, we need to learn how to dig in deeper and find Him in that place of haze. It's almost like a hazy place. It's a place where things are not as clear as they were at one point. You have to take comfort in wilderness seasons. You do, because they're not intended to last very long, are they? Think about some wildernesses in the scripture. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were set free from Egyptian bondage, they passed through a wilderness. How long did it take them to get through it? Right, 40 years. It took 40 years to get through that wilderness. Do you know how long it should have taken them? It should have taken them 11 days. But because of their unbelief, they had to stay in that wilderness for 40 years. A wilderness is a passing through place. It's a passage. It's a place. It's a transition spot from one place to another place. Remember when Jesus was brought by the Spirit into the wilderness? Remember? And he defeated the devil in that wilderness. It was a very short time. It was like 40 days, right? It was 40 days time. And he fasted and prayed in that wilderness. It was a place of dryness. It was a place where he had to war with the enemy over his destiny. But he came out of that wilderness in a very short time. You know, in perspective, it was only a month. Yes? Now, in the middle of the wilderness, let's talk reality here. It feels like it's going to last forever. It feels like you are not going to come out of this. But it was, you were never intended to build a house and camp in the wilderness. Don't camp in the wilderness. Just keep moving. He defeated the enemy. The Lord Jesus defeated the enemy there in that wilderness, and he came out in the power of the Spirit, ready to do what he was sent to the earth to do, ready to launch what he was sent to launch, right? He came out with all the power he needed to conquer what was in front of him. That wilderness was that place of testing and trial that caused him to have enough power to move forward. You don't camp in the wilderness, sisters and brothers. You don't camp in the wilderness. You just keep moving. You just keep going. It's going to end soon. If you stay faithful, if you stay connected, if you keep your faith turned on, you will come out of this wilderness season with much joy, with much supply, and with all the power of the Spirit that you need. Amen to that? Yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it? That is a good thing. You can think back on your life right now and know that there have been those seasons that were not super enjoyable at the time, but you know you learned things in that season, in that brief period of time, that you are living on right now and that you are drawing from right now. My advice to you in the wilderness is don't waste it. Do not waste those times of struggle and of potential lack. It feels like a lack space, a lacking space, yes? Remember, Jesus was fasting. The children of Israel had supply in the wilderness, but it wasn't abundant supply. They had enough manna just for that day, didn't they? It wasn't over and above. It was a season of really, really just knowing what the Lord is saying moment by moment and having just enough. But it was never intended to be their lifestyle. It was never intended to be their identity, was it? No, it wasn't. It was a passage from one place to another. It was a pass-through, if you will, in destiny. They left Egypt. They launched out of their slavery and into their destiny, and they were meant to just go through this brief period of passage. It was a time when the Lord, in Hosea 2, it says, I'll remove from your mouth the names of the gods in which you have trusted. It's a time of purification when the Lord removes from us those things that we have trusted more than we have trusted Him. And see, we all think we trust Him so much, and we do to a degree. But we are we are still putting our trust in some other things as well. And the Lord wants to remove from our mouths, from our speech, from our lifestyle, the names of the other things we have trusted more than Him. Where has my identity been wound up in things that are not of the kingdom of God? Those are the things that the Lord wants to remove in this wilderness. And my unction to you, my encouragement to you is don't waste it. Let Him do everything He intends to do, because it will not last long. And the lessons you learn in the wilderness, you will live on for the rest of your life. Does that make sense to you? Amen. So how do we come out of the wilderness? Is there a way out of the wilderness? How do we come out? We've already talked about the fact that we come out of the wilderness by continuing to move, continuing to stand in faith, not lying down and saying, oh, I just can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I just can't handle this anymore. Jesus could have said that. He could have said that. The children of Israel, in effect, that's what they said. And they stayed there for a full generation until the unbelievers died off and somebody with more faith could rise up and take them into the promise. We don't want to be those kind of people, do we? We want to be like the Lord, who just continued to stand His ground, to speak the word, and to move through the wilderness and into the power of God. Yes? How do we come out of these wilderness seasons? I can tell you. You know how to do it. You sing. You sing. Now, you just don't sing normal songs. You sing in your worship time with the Lord. You sing and you worship Him through the agony and through the difficulty. You cause Him to know that you are trusting Him in difficult times. You are trusting Him in times that are dry. You are trusting Him and seeing Him with your faith, whether or not you can see what He's doing in this season. Does that make sense? The scripture says in Song of Solomon 8 verse 5, who is this now? Look at her now. She arises out of her desert, out of her wilderness, clinging to her beloved. Or in another translation, it says leaning on her beloved. We come out of these seasons leaning on Him. And this is not the pretty leaning. This is not the pretty, I'm in control kind of leaning. This is the leaning that lets Him carry us through that place and into the promise that He has ordained for us to have. So we're leaning with all of our strength on the Lord Jesus, and we are allowing Him to carry us when we have no more strength to move. Yes, and that's a place of intimacy. If you've ever been carried out of a difficult season, you know that that is the greatest place of intimacy there can be, because you are completely vulnerable to the one that is carrying you. And I also want you to think, if I'm leaning on my beloved, if He is carrying me, I am looking where He's looking. I am looking ahead to where He is looking, and I am stepping where He is stepping. There is nothing in me that is straying from His way of thinking. Now I am in complete alignment with what He is doing in my life. And I'm allowing Him to bring me through and out. Remember that the wilderness for the children of Israel was to bring them out of Egypt, and it was also to bring them into the promise. You couldn't get to the promise without passing through the wilderness. He gave them provision in that wilderness, didn't He? It was every single day. They didn't have any lack. They didn't have abundance yet, but they didn't have any lack either. You can trust them in this time of struggle that you may or may not be in. I'm going to take a break just for a minute for a word from our sponsor, and I will be right back with you in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110, or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. www.greggjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Welcome back to Breathing Room with Sandy James. So good to have you with us today. We've been talking about wildernesses and what is the purpose of the wilderness, that it is a transition place. It is not a camping place. It is not a homestead. It is a transition place. It is a coming out to come in place. It is not a place to stop and make a home. We do not want you setting up house in a dry place. Keep moving. Keep moving. And we talked about the fact that it is a place where you are going to sing the song of the Lord in that place of the wilderness so that you can keep moving through, trusting Him, not breaking down in the middle. How easy would it have been in Jesus' wilderness for Him to say, I just can't do this anymore. I'm too hungry. I'm too hungry. I'm too tired. I'm not strong enough to do this. And to just lay down in the wilderness and give in to the devil's temptations there. It is a place of temptation, isn't it? The children of Israel were tempted to turn on Moses in that time. Right? And they did, didn't they? And Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted. The enemy tried very hard to tempt Him to turn His back on the Father. Yes? But He didn't do it. It would have been very easy. And it would be very easy for us in our wilderness places to stop and to lay down and say, I can't do this anymore. That is a lie, beloved. That's a lie. You need to understand you are stronger than you ever thought because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. You are not alone. It is not all up to you. Jesus is with you in this place and He will bring you out because we have talked about the fact that the way out of the wilderness is through the song. You know, in Israel, they used to say when the wells would dry up, they would sing to the wells. They would sing to the wells and command them to spring forth. So sing to your well, beloved, in Jesus' name. Sing to it and don't allow it to remain dry. Sing to it and say, spring up, O well, in Jesus' name. You will live and not die, and you will declare the works of God. Don't allow the devil to sucker you into feeling defeated. You are not defeated. You are passing through this place into a place of much greater authority, much greater song, much greater provision in Jesus' name. Amen? That's really good, isn't it? So we come out of the wilderness by leaning on our beloved, by singing the song of the Lord as it pours forth from our hearts. And you know, in the wilderness, a lot of times, you're not going to feel it, are you? You're not going to feel it necessarily. I have to sing by faith then. I have to sing the song of the Lord by faith that I am with Him, that He is with me, that revival is coming, that the winds of God are blowing, and that I have been set in the earth for such a time as this. Yes, I have been set and positioned and called by the Lord in the earth for such a time as this. And it doesn't matter what I'm seeing. It doesn't matter what I'm feeling. It doesn't matter what I'm even thinking. I keep my eyes fixed on the Lord who already made the decision for me that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I will never leave you, beloved, and I will never forsake you. That has not become untrue just because you're in a dry place. The enemy is a liar. And he likes to use those wildernesses, doesn't he? He likes to use those dry places to tempt you to cast off your faith and your confidence before the Lord. But don't cast off your confidence because the scripture says it bears with it a great and exceeding reward for you. Come on through. Come on through that wilderness. There's something on the other side of this that if you knew what it was on the other side of this, you would run through your wilderness. Keep going. Don't waste your wilderness seasons. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. There are lessons in the wilderness you will not be able to get in another season. Gather them up. Gather up all the treasures of the wilderness and store them in your basket and carry them with you. Because there are things that you will learn in the pressing There are things that you will learn in the pressing in where you are seeking God and going, Lord, I am going to find you in this place. I'm going to speak to the well and I'm going to keep digging in Jesus' name. I'm going to keep digging until I find the water underneath this ground. You are here with me. The blood of Jesus has given me total access to everything God has for me. And I will find you in this place again. And I believe, beloved, you will find more revelation now than ever before in your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to pray for you right now, because if you are in a wilderness season, we need to pray and believe God for you. Remember, you are going to lean on Jesus to come out of this season. You are going to sing the song of the Lord to come out of this season. You're going to cry out to God and seek His face. And know, believe, not just depend on your feelings, but believe by faith that He is with you, that He has something much greater on the other side of this. If you've had loss, I just declare that you are going to be fully restored. If you've had things stolen from you, there will be nothing stolen that will not be returned to you at least sevenfold. In the name of Jesus, if you are feeling hopeless, I break that off of you now in Jesus' name, and I command hope to flood your soul again. In the name of Jesus, for you are called by the name of the Lord for such time as this. The strong hand of God is upon your life, and you will see His goodness in the land of the living. It says, I would have lost hope had I not believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We are standing with you at Breathe. We are standing with you in this season. We are with you. We are prophesying life over you. If you are sick and you've had sickness for a long time, we say in Jesus' name, every sickness has been healed by the blood of Jesus, by the sacrifice of Him at that whipping post. Remember, Jesus was whipped at a whipping post. He didn't have to be, you know. He didn't have to be whipped at a whipping post. He would have satisfied all the legal needs for salvation just by being hung on a tree, according to Old Testament scripture. But He was bruised for you. He was wounded for you, so that by His stripes you would be healed. That healing has been purchased for you already. It's already yours. It already belongs to you. And in the name of Jesus, we strike down every sickness and every disease. We come against every hopeless thought. We come against every imagination that does not line up with the Lord. And we say, depression be gone from you now in Jesus' name. We say, depression and anxiety be gone from you right now in the name of Jesus. It's not true. The lies that you have believed about your lack of worth on this planet is not true. We just bind it up. We tell it to go from you now. And Lord, I thank you for sending light to flood the dark places of the lives that are listening right now. If you're hopeless about your children, I decree over you, Isaiah 54:17 says, all your children are taught of the Lord. All your children are taught by the King of Glory, and great shall be their peace. Peace means shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's what's happening with your children. Total restoration for your kids, being taught by the Lord. The King comes and teaches your kids now. He is tutoring your kids now in the name of Jesus. And they will be fully restored, with nothing missing and nothing broken, and you will have connection with them again. If you've lost connection, I say that season is over and you are being restored. Those kids, we called those kids back to you at Breathe this last time on November 7th. We went and got them off of the ship. There were arrows on the ship that represented our children, and we went and got them and we named them and we anointed them with oil, and we decided that they're our kids and we don't get to lose them. In Jesus' name. So I just thank you, Lord, that there is provision in the house for everyone that is lacking. There is provision in your kingdom for everyone that is lacking. And we declare that this valley of Achor, this valley of weeping, becomes a door of hope now. We declare that the wilderness is not long. We're not going to set up our identity in the wilderness and say, well, this is just my life now. No, it's not. You're passing through. Say that with me. Say, I'm passing through. I'm passing through in Jesus' name, and I will not have anything else. We are passing through the wilderness into a place of provision and greatness Now, in the name of Jesus, all the doors are open to us. Every access has been granted in the kingdom of God for us because we believe in Jesus. And if you have not given your life to Jesus yet, let's pray about that right now. Let's pray about that. It's time for you. It's time for you. You need to stop putting that off. You need to remember what you learned when you were a child, and you need to come to Jesus now with me and give him your life. Just once and for all, you need to surrender your life to Jesus, because life on the other side of that is full. Life on the other side of that is alive, really alive, full and in color. So say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you now. I declare that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I receive everything you paid for on the cross, Lord, and I surrender my life to you. I give you my life as an offering, Lord. I ask you to take my life and do something great with it, God. In the name of Jesus, I walk away from what I knew, and I walk into light. I walk away from the kingdom of darkness, and I walk into the kingdom of light. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I receive everything that is mine now as a covenant child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me just now, I need you to tell me about it. I need you to let us know that you are a child of God and that this is the first time, or maybe you're returning to the Lord. But it's time now. It's your breakthrough time. You don't need to go anywhere else. You need to write this down as a date where everything changes. This is the pivot date for you. This is where everything shifts and changes. Thank God for you. Thank you. Let us know. We're going to be praying for you. We have a whole team of intercessors that would love to intercede for you and pray for you. We're going to cover you in prayer. We love you. Thanks for tuning in today. I want to hear what you think. I want to know your thoughts. Would you do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends so that we can get the word out? We love you. I want to remind you that Breathe is on April 24th, 2021. And the Lord is already dealing with us about that. We cannot wait to see you there. We are so excited and encouraged about what God is doing in our midst. It is growing roots, really, really deep roots, and it is growing very tall. And we love what the Lord is doing. He is breaking through in the lives of women. And when women wake up, mountains move. Amen. We love that. We love you. We want to hear from you. We want to know your story. Go ahead and reach out to us on the website below. But if you want to get in touch with us, we are at breatheretreat.life. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.